Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The 33 Strategies of War, Robert Greene has synthesized centuries of wisdom and the philosophies of influential military strategists into a powerful guide on the subtle art of war and conflict management. Published in the Joost Elfers Books Collection, this compendium serves as a modern interpretation of the tactics used by great generals, politicians, and other historical figures to achieve victory in various forms of conflict. The book goes beyond traditional battlefield scenarios, illustrating how the strategies can be applied to personal and professional challenges. Greene's analysis offers readers a comprehensive understanding of the dynamics of power and control, providing insights into human behavior and competitive situations. By coupling historical anecdotes with practical applications, The 33 Strategies of War serves as an indispensable tool for anyone looking to navigate and master the complexities of conflict in today's fast-paced and often adversarial world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the defensive war. The section on the defensive war delves into strategies that emphasize the importance of position, preparation, and endurance in conflict. It draws inspiration from historical instances where being reactive, rather than proactive, provided a tactical advantage. For instance, the strategy of maintaining a strong defensive position to exhaust the enemy and force them into a disadvantageous situation is a recurrent theme. Greene elucidates this concept by illustrating how leaders like George Washington successfully employed defensive strategies to preserve their forces while weakening their adversaries. The underlying principle is that, sometimes, the best way to win is by avoiding direct confrontation, conserving resources, and waiting for the opportune moment to strike. This approach can be particularly relevant in business or personal endeavors, where direct assault on challenges may not always be the most prudent path to success. Secondly, the guerrilla war. In discussing the guerrilla war, Greene highlights the effectiveness of using unconventional tactics to unsettle and overcome more powerful adversaries. This strategy focuses on flexibility, speed, and exploiting the opponent's vulnerabilities. It draws on historical examples from guerrilla leaders such as Che Guevara and Mao Zedong, who leveraged the element of surprise and mobility to compensate for their lack of resources and numbers. The section points out the importance of adaptability and the need to embrace unpredictability as a strength. By avoiding traditional confrontations and instead striking unpredictably, one can destabilize and demoralize a stronger opponent. In contemporary settings, this strategy can be translated into innovative business tactics, unconventional problem-solving approaches, or in personal life, as adapting swiftly to circumstances that are beyond one's control, thereby turning potential weaknesses into strengths. Thirdly, the counterbalance strategy. The counterbalance strategy emphasizes the importance of finding harmony between opposing forces, suggesting that the key to victory often lies in achieving equilibrium. Greene uses historical examples such as the Cold War to demonstrate how balancing power can deter conflict and lead to a stable state of affairs. This strategy advocates for recognizing the value in opposing viewpoints and forces, and the potential power in leveraging them to create a dynamic equilibrium. Whether in politics, business, or personal relationships, applying the counterbalance strategy can mean fostering partnerships with competitors, balancing professional and personal life, or finding middle ground in conflicting ideas. This approach promotes a nuanced understanding of conflicts as opportunities for synthesis rather than simply battles to be won, encouraging a more collaborative and strategic mindset. Fourthly, the death ground strategy. The death ground strategy is a concept taken from Sun Tzu's The Art of War, advocating for a position where one is left with no option but to fight to win, thereby invoking a heightened sense of urgency and determination. Greene illustrates this with historical examples where leaders and their forces, pushed to the brink, achieved seemingly impossible victories. This strategy taps into the deep reserves of human will and motivation when faced with dire circumstances. In the context of modern challenges, it suggests that sometimes placing oneself in a do-or-die scenario, be it launching a startup, changing careers, or making significant life changes, can lead to extraordinary efforts and breakthroughs. This strategy underscores the power of desperation as a catalyst for creativity, innovation, and persistence. Lastly, the alliance strategy. The alliance strategy focuses on the significance of forming alliances and managing relationships to outmaneuver opponents. Green uses historical figures like Franklin D. Roosevelt and his role in forming the Allies during World War II as prime examples of strategic alliance formation. The essence of this strategy lies in understanding that no individual or entity is an island, and that success often hinges on the ability to collaborate, influence, and leverage the strengths of others. This section details the importance of choosing allies wisely, managing alliances effectively, and sometimes the necessity of forming unexpected partnerships to achieve a common goal. In today's interconnected world, this strategy is particularly pertinent for businesses seeking to navigate complex competitive landscapes, as well as for individuals aiming to advance their careers or personal objectives through networking and strategic collaborations. In conclusion, Robert Greene's The 33 Strategies of War is a profound study of the art of conflict management and resolution, drawing from a rich tapestry of historical events and figures. It transcends the traditional realm of military strategy to offer insights that are applicable to modern-day personal and professional challenges. This book is highly recommended for entrepreneurs, leaders, managers, and anyone who faces the inevitable conflicts that arise in the course of human interactions. Understanding and applying these timeless strategies can not only prepare one for dealing with conflicts more effectively, but also provide a deeper understanding of the dynamics of power, negotiation, and competition. Ultimately, Greene's work is a testament to the idea that being equipped with the right strategies can equip individuals to navigate the complexities of life with greater finesse, resilience, and success. If you would like to support Robert Greene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I have provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.